This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We begin today a series of lessons entitled, Jesus is the Friend We Need. Every one of us needs friends, and every one of us wants friends. But of course, there is no friend among humankind that is absolutely perfect. But I'm happy today to tell each and every one of us that there is one who is a perfect friend, who already is that, who is your friend and who is my friend, and who has absolutely no shortcomings as a friend. We find in the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke in verse 34 that Jesus is a friend of the downtrodden, a friend of those who are looked down upon. We find in Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, that he is one that receives sinners. And we find from the words of Paul in the Roman letter that where sin did abound, grace did the more abound. This means that Jesus Christ is our friend in spite of the fact that we are not what we ought to be. Not a single one of us has lived his life on earth as he ought to, that is, above sin. For every one of us has sinned. We've sinned against God by sinning against his law, by violating his law. But Jesus is the friend that we need and perfect in every way. We find in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews and verse 15 these marvelous words. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin. Our Lord was perfect. He lacks in absolutely nothing. But let it be made clear, as Jesus himself made clear in John chapter 15 and verse 14, ye are my friends if you do the things which I command you. I'm afraid it's the case that many of us give ourselves credit for being a friend of Christ, when as a matter of fact we're not, because we're not willing to submit to him. We're not willing to let his will be our will. We're not willing to do as he did when he said, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. You and I today ought to be willing to say, I am not living my life to do my own will, but the will of Jesus Christ. Why is it the case that Jesus is the friend that we need? Upon what basis do I make that statement? The friendship of Jesus is not based upon my merit, that is, upon the fact that I have not ever done anything against his will, for that is not the truth. The Bible teaches in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so we find in John chapter 3, verse 16, what has been well called the golden text of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commendeth, that is, he proved or established, his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So you see, it is not based upon our being free from sin, that is, of not ever having been guilty of sin. It is not the case that that he is our friend only because we have sinned a little. For the Bible makes clear, as I've already quoted from Romans chapter 5, that where sin did abound, grace did the more abound. A person who is in our audience today, who has done, as it were, every sin in the book, Jesus Christ is still his friend and wants him to be saved. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I do hope you'll be with us for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes.